Welcome back to Pawscast. Thanks for tuning in.
Bitch.
I'm Dune the Fox. And I have been a gay slut for a long time. And I'm joined today by another slut of mine.
Hey!
Not mine. I don't own you. Well, and this is Damron the Arctic Woof Waffle Waffle Weef. Please welcome Damron to the show. Hi, Damron!
Hello, everybody. Thanks for having me.
Oh my god, I'm so happy you're here, because today we're going to be talking about one of my financial weaknesses, which happens to be fast food. Today's topic is fast food. I don't know how to explain this in any great detail, but if you can hand me a cheeseburger with flavor, I'm probably having a great time. So let us open up the conversation with another controversial question, which is my favorite thing to do. Your favorite fast food places, what are they?
I try not to eat fast food very much because I'm fat, and that would make me fatter faster. But if I were to go for any kind of fast food place, it would probably be Del Taco.
Oh, good pick. Great pick.
I think it's better than Taco Bell, but I do like Taco Bell. There's just not a lot of Del Tacos nearby to get it readily, and that's probably good for me.
Technically that.
How about yours?
Okay. We're limiting to one favorite place. So, okay. For sake of context, what I envision drive-through, I'm envisioning a drive-through. So,
yep.
Technically speaking, for that reason, some Starbucks would be fast food.
You could include Panera Bread.
Right, absolutely. You could not include, like, some of the Subways have drive-throughs,
actually. You could even say Culver's, then, because yep. They've got a drive-through.
Yep, I would not say Jimmy John's, though. Even though they are freaky fast.
Most of them don't have drive-thrus.
So this is a weird criteria, but I'm specifically thinking drive-thru. Okay.
Okay.
For fast food. So under that umbrella, absolute favorite fast food place. I think I go in phases. Right now, it's probably McDonald's.
All right. McDonald's.
Because the actual cheese, not the McDouble, not the whatever, the cheeseburger. And I tell them, you better throw 500 pounds and years worth of onions on there. And they do that. That shit is sexy. Tastes really good. But I think they have the best chicken nuggets. All right.
Since we're talking about items from the menu, for me at Del Taco, it's always going to be the half pound bean and cheese burrito and the Del Scorcho sauce on it.
Of course.
That's my favorite.
This does bring up a valid point, though. We're talking different flavors of food. Mm-hmm. So I'm sort of leaning American. You're leaning Mexican, for whatever that's worth. It's Americanized, but it's Mexican. Sure. So let's say...
I would say Del Taco is kind of what Taco Bell used to be.
That's real. As far as taco places are concerned, why I love Del Taco in particular is the ground beef is the right texture. And they give you 3 inches of cheese on every fucking taco. It's so good.
I don't think it was just that. I thought it was because it's a taco place that serves burgers, because you love burgers so much.
You know, I've never had a Del Taco burger.
Really?
Never. And I'm afraid to.
You're afraid because it'd probably be so damn good, you'll never get a burrito or a taco there
because
again.
I would have the best orgasm of my life, and I would never function outside of my car.
What do you think of the crinkle cut fries?
Shit.
They're shit.
Okay. Not Del Taco specifically. Crinkle cut fries are the devil. Fight me.
Okay.
I don't like them.
I don't need to fight you. they're fine.
For the audio listener, Damron just flipped me off and walked around the table.
Yeah, bitch. I said we're not going to fight, but here it is. We're going to do it right now. Going to choke you out, get you on the floor. You're going to tap out.
Okay. So I have many questions because we're doing the correct thing here. But favorite execution of French fry?
Oh.
It's got to be curly, bitch.
No.
Oh, no, not now curly. We're going to fight.
No, not curly. Gosh, you know.
Favorite type of French fries?
I really like a good steak fry because it's almost like having a baked potato, but it's, you know, you get basically wedges of it. And
I didn't come here for a baked potato. I came here for a French fry.
But it's a fry. A steak fry is just a very hearty version of a fry.
A baked potato is the biggest steak fry you can get. And I will die on this.
That's great. I mean, I can agree to that because that's why I like steak fries.
Curly fries.
All right.
More seasoning.
All right. What?
Remember I said I like spiral shit?
Uh-huh.
Remember that?
You like going in circles.
I like spiral ham.
Fuck
that. Spiral potato. I'm telling you.
Yeah, right.
Shit that spins.
So what about fries that suck?
Okay.
I would go
shoestring.
With. Shoestring. It's just going to be fucking shoestring.
Shoestring every time.
They get cold too fucking quickly.
Because also, do you know it's a snack and it's in a bag like potato chips, but it's the little like fry sticks. You know what I'm talking about?
You're talking Steven Universe, just the bits kind of thing?
No. This is like this is a real snack. Like you can go to Walmart, Meijer, wherever.
Okay.
And it's packaged like potato chips, but the potato snack is like little sticks. They look, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about now. They used to have, they used to be in a can.
Probably.
You could get them in a can.
I think they were in a can too at some point. So that is fine because they're already cold. Seasoned with a flavor probably and then they're crunchy and it's whatever. Shoestring fries are the failed marriage of a regular French fry and that. You can't have it get too cold and pretend to be fluffy, but then you're crispy, but then you're not, but then you are. Fuck that. However, the best French fry ever to exist in this universe, Rallies. Or Checkers, as it may be called.
I don't get a chance to go to those places enough.
And that's probably a good thing.
All right. I mean, I can't even think of... The only time I went recently to Rallies or Checkers was to go get some wings with an old coworker of mine. And we got there, we ordered, and then they said the fryer was down and they couldn't make the order.
Sure.
So we decided to just leave. We didn't even get anything. So I don't know Rallies or Checkers. Sorry.
Well, all you have to know is their French fry is... The salt and pepper, crispy, fluffy, juicy fantasy. So I love Rally's French fries.
Rally's French fries.
Talk to me about... So we've mentioned our favorite restaurants.
Sure.
What is your order?
Oh, gosh. Well,
what is your order?
If I'm not getting the half-pound bean and cheese burritos, usually I like the number one combo, but it comes with the two Del Tacos, some fries, and a drink.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing. I end up pouring lots of Del Scorcho sauce over those bitches, and I just chomp on them. And the thing about their tacos versus, like, Taco Bell, which would be the main comparison, is they are nice and crisp.
Yes.
Taco Bell tacos, they tend to be soggy.
But that's also partly the meat texture, because Del Taco really has the true ground beef. Taco Bell, it's more of, I don't want to say a paste, but you know, it's more homogenous than that.
It saturates the shell, and then it doesn't,
because of the
it
grease.
Doesn't crunch
right.
When you bite into
but
it.
But that ground beef, when you get the actual bits of the beef with the crunchy shell, and then you've got 3 miles of cheese and lettuce and whatever, that's great.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
What about you?
Okay.
We're talking McDonald's here, so I'm sure it's not that great.
It's all right. It's all right.
So, you know what you're paying for.
I do. The problem is I live very close to a McDonald's right now, and that's why I'm having trouble. So my order lately is the following. 2 cheeseburgers, extra onion, 6-piece nugget with barbecue, maybe an apple pie sometimes. If I do the 2 cheeseburger meal, cool. It's probably Fanta orange for soda.
Sure.
I honestly, though, I don't really get fries that much anymore.
My beverage is usually a Coke.
Hell yeah. Coke is a good one. I don't really get fries anymore because the starch fills up the belly so fast. It creates too much volume all by itself. And then I have no room for things. So other things at McDonald's that I really enjoy, the snack wraps have been great. Love the snack wraps. I also love the quarter pounders. I just don't always want the sliver onions. I like the minced onion better, I think. But yeah, I will also say, though, I fucking love Wendy's and I love A&W. I fucking love A&W, bitch.
When I go to A&W, it's not usually to get a burger. It's usually to get a foot-long hot dog and a root beer float.
Mm-hmm. The boys got me back on Burger King, though, because...
You want a Whopper in your butt.
Always. Obvi. No, the onion rings, believe it or not.
Onion rings. Oh.
It's,
yeah, that's an option. You can either get fries or onion rings.
But they don't use real onion.
What?
They use onion flavor.
So what the hell are the rings made of?
Well, batter and things. It gets...
So there's no onion in there?
No. No, it's like...
That sounds awful.
It's an onion ring. It's crispy. It's a ring. The middle is it's like a little bready. Think like a hush puppy. It's giving hush puppy, right?
It's in the shape of a ring, but there's no onion in there. It's a lie.
It's onion flavor.
That's terrible.
So I guess there's technically onion in it, but it's not like an actual ring of like white onion, you know?
That's terrible. That's the whole point of
it. No, I agree with you.
But you like them.
The flavor's great.
Huh.
I prefer real onion because I don't know if y'all know this. I'm just going to be vulnerable in the air for a minute, but I am an absolute escort for onions.
Yeah, if he could stack them on his dick, he would.
And I have, really quick. Burger King has the best chicken sandwich. Yep. Better than McDonald's, better than Wendy's. Because to me, the Holy Trinity is McDonald's, Wendy's, Burger King, right?
Yeah, for those three majors, yeah. Yeah, for burger places.
That's the Holy Trinity. And Burger King has not the best burger. They have the best chicken sandwich.
Okay.
That was a crazy discovery recently. Anyway.
Well, since we're on that subject of the Holy Trinity of burger joints, what was the things that set them each apart from one another?
Okay. So McDonald's is obviously king of the hill, right? Like, there's no question about that. I think, in particular, they nailed the flavors of everything really well. What they butchered was the grease, because your belly will pile up and be mad at itself for a while. Hmm. Wendy's has, to me, in my opinion, the capital on things that taste fresh and chili.
The chili is really good.
I would say Frosties, too. I think they win on Frosties. Do you remember
the original founder of Wendy's?
No.
Dave Thomas.
I never met him.
He used to be streamlined on his commercials a lot.
Yeah.
So, all right, let's switch over to Burger King. What's Burger King got?
Burger King, so their bit was, we want everything to taste like it came off the grill.
Broilers.
Sure.
That was their thing.
Sear marks, whatever.
And have it your way.
Now, I think Burger King in the 90s was king of the hill. I think these days it's McDonald's. But I think in the 90s, Burger King fucking... And Wendy's was like... They were competing, but they weren't in the same echelon yet as McDonald's and Burger King, in my opinion.
For the Holy Trinity.
Yeah.
McDonald's was the first fast food burger joint to really kind of hit the mainstream.
Absolutely.
Burger King's gimmick was have it your way, and they built their burgers based on how you wanted them.
Right.
And they had the whole broiler system. Wendy's, on the other hand, was old-fashioned burgers, was their whole gimmick at the point.
Well, and like the square patty was revolutionary.
Yeah, not a lot of places do that other than smash places. I think White Steak Castle, their sliders are square.
Yes, White Castle for sure.
But I can't think of any other fast food place that did a square patty like that.
Incidentally, we have not yet mentioned White Castle.
I did.
Just now.
Just now.
I love White Castle.
The fox eats them by the Crave case.
No, I don't. That's Scooter.
Scooter does too.
Scooter and I will be fat together. no, I genuinely... Well, there's not really that many slider places. But White Castle, that fucking formula for flavor is great. Because I love onions.
You can literally call it an addiction if you start to have them.
Unfortunately.
You can't stop.
But they pile up quick. So if you do the math, at least for the frozen ones.
You got to stop eating those. Just go get it.
The two. Well, I'm not going to drive there now. I'm too far. But like.
You'll go to Burger King. It's only 2 miles up the road from there.
Burger King doesn't have sliders.
Yeah, but White Castle does.
Yep.
You're not willing to drive the extra 2 miles to get sliders, absolutely, but you'll go not to Burger King?
Yep.
Did you like the combination of Church's Chicken joining up with White Castle and then having chicken rings?
That was. I actually didn't know that happened. That was them.
Yeah, it was Church's Chicken that bundled up with White Castle, and they started selling like chicken rings and
the chicken rings sliders are great.
And stuff like that. They're not bad.
Well, and they do fish sliders too now and stuff.
Oh, really?
They also do, I think it's the 1921 or 23. I thought it was 21. They brought back the 1921 slider, which is the original recipe slider. Hmm. That, when you eat that, it's like, oh, I'm literally having a mini burger, like lettuce, tomato, cheese fantasy, right? Hmm. It's not a slider to me. It's a mini burger. Today's White Castle is clearly a slider. It's beef, sure, cheese, and onion, and bun, you know? So, you know, they've really...
Do you want the hamburger on bun?
Oh, my God. Do you know what you just reminded me of? Was What's fucking that? Long John Silver's.
Oh, God. That's a place I never eat.
I... At a previous job, I had a coworker that we would sometimes go out to eat for lunch, and we would go to Long John Silver's. And the menu is like do you want one chicken, two chicken, three chicken, one fish, two fish, three fish? And like, so you're
red
ordering
fish, blue fish.
Yeah, literally Dr. Seuss as fuck. So you're like, you're trying to order and you're like, can I get the two chicken, three fish meal? And I'm just like, I don't know why, but the algebra makes me laugh so hard. Now, their hush puppies are God's gift to earth.
I don't know. I've never had Long John Silver's.
The hush puppy is a seasoned bread ball. It's like, it's cornbread, I'm pretty sure. Genuinely. And it's seasoned, like, amazingly.
Huh.
It's so good. Now, I don't get into Long John Silver's myself because I don't see myself really eating a lot of fried fish anymore. Most of the fish I have is sushi or...
Sushi for sure. I love sushi.
Or it's like,
but it's not fast food.
Bob Evans does like a lemon pepper fillet kind of fish, and it's just seared in a pan, you know. So like dinner style fish. I will have that. I'm not doing fish and chips anymore though.
Over Long John Silver's, I would take Captain J's.
Well, now, that's true.
I'm not sure if they're just local. I don't know how big Captain J's is, but their cod, beer battered cod dinner is pretty damn good. Now that's not. I mean, it's fast food. Fried food, I guess, is considered fast food, too, for most cases.
Depends, but yeah.
Like, you could go to Chicken Shack. It's got a drive-thru. It's right. Got, you know, it's fried food.
I'm kind of thinking drive-thru. Yeah.
Any place that's drive-thru is fast food. Yeah, I can see that. You've got different qualities. Like, you wouldn't necessarily think of Culver's as fast food, but it's better quality.
I do think of it that way.
But it's fast food that's better quality.
I don't think that.
You don't think so?
No. I think... they're polished. I think the products look good. I don't think they're better.
All right, audience, let us know in the comments. Culver's, is that a better quality fast food place, or is it still just the same old fast food?
Okay, this does beg a question. What is the bougiest fast food place?
Bougie. You know, I got a funny story about bougie fast food place. There was a... an Italian restaurant that came out, never heard of it before at the time. It was called Fazoli's.
Fazoli's, yeah.
Fazoli's. Now, I'm thinking Italian place. Oh, it's got to be, you got to call ahead, make a reservation. I called ahead. I tried to make a reservation. They wouldn't take it. And I get there, and it's a fast food Italian place. Yeah, I felt like a big idiot.
That's hilarious about Fazoli's. Hello, Fuzzies, and hey, all of you people out there who love fast food. Are you enjoying this podcast so far? I hope so, because I have really awesome news for you. We have a show called Pause Play on YouTube right now. Fursuits, games, improv, and sometimes we do napkins and drinks where we mark the Coke button. Like, we do a lot of that sometimes, you know? Full episodes from seasons 1 and 2 are available for free, so please consider checking us out and subscribing to get notifications of new episodes. And they are a-coming, girl. Hell yeah. We can't wait to see you over there. Back to the show. Let's say you want quick, but you want to really, really treat yourself. Where are you going? Honestly, for me, I would put... this is weird, but I would put Del Taco in that category.
Bougie.
Because I think they do a better job of Mexican than Taco Bell.
Sure.
I love Taco Bell, but I think Del Taco really packages it better, you know?
Ooh!
Go ahead.
That's not a drive-thru, though. Five Guys. If I wanted to get, like,
you know what,
besides
though?
The Holy Trinity, mm-hmm. I would go there for a burger, and their fries are pretty stellar. Cajun fries, especially.
And if I really want to get out of bounds here, fucking Red Robin's burgers.
Red Robin's is good.
Yeah.
They got steak fries.
I know, and I fucking hate them for it.
They're just Orida, I think.
They probably are. That's exactly what they look like. But as far as... you know what, though? I will also say, to me, it's going to be A&W.
Aw. You know what A&W stands for?
Ass and Whiskey.
No.
Ajax and Warfare.
No.
A Journeyman.
I was going to say Ass and Whiskey.
I fucking knew. Oh my God, bougie fast food. So, okay. Sonic kind of presents an interesting perspective on that.
It does it in an old school way.
Because you
pull up, you wait for them to bring it to your car.
And it's bitches on roller skates. Like, you know, that's... it's kind
are they
of
all bitches?
On roller skates.
Come on now.
No, they're wonderful people.
They are wonderful people.
But I will say, I love that experience. I love the experience of like, oh, we're kind of at a diner, maybe. And it's people on roller skates, you know?
All right. Think back now. What place used to be like that?
Don't recall.
A&W.
Well, of course. Yeah, of course. Oh my God. You know, I think the evolution of the cheeseburger is I will eat every cheeseburger that ever existed. Like, there's so many different good executions of it.
Yeah. Got me thinking about cheeseburgers, but I don't want to get off of fast food. There's a lot of great places.
We should talk about this, actually. So what is your favorite fast food food?
Fast food food.
So think it would be like an entree, right? So what is the ultimate fast food entree to you?
Man, that's tough because I really try not to eat fast food. If I were to get it, probably my most frequent is 2 beefy 5-layer burritos and a quesadilla that's modified with black beans and extra chicken.
Okay. So which one wins, the burrito or the quesadilla?
Health-wise, the quesadilla wins, but I really love those burritos.
Okay. So the burrito wins. All right. That's fair. For me... Jesus, what would be like an absolute treat? Oh my god. It's gonna be a burger for me. And it's going to be
30 seconds.
I'm being awful right now, I know. God, I don't know. It's gonna be McDonald's.
20
it's
seconds.
I'm bacon quarter pounder with cheese, probably that, because that it's not even my favorite burger there, but that hits every button I want it to hit, and it's really good.
Is it the bacon?
The bacon, the beef, the cheese, the onion, huh. The grease, the bun, like grease. The onion. You know, I already said onion, but
grease. Well, the fox loves onions.
I'm thinking quintessential burger. Yep. You know,
we got burger with onion and bun and onion and patty and onion.
If they would only start selling onion. If they would only start selling onion buns, I would be amazing.
It's like an everything bagel, just onions.
Okay, so one more thing that I want to talk about.
All right, one more thing.
One more thing! I just want to briefly talk about, like, fast food versus sit-down. So not necessarily defining those things, because that seems pretty self-explanatory, but just, like, just reflecting. Like, so for me... I have a lot of fond memories of going to Burger King as a kid or McDonald's as a kid and getting that quick fucking hit of MSG, really, is what that was, and moving on with my day and going and playing outside versus, like, now or even back then, sitting down and you're like, okay, I'm having a drink. There's complimentary bread. There's a salad. And now I'm having a fish dinner or a chicken dinner or a burger dinner or whatever, you know? Like... So
it's easy to go overboard on the appetizers.
I think
so. And then you don't end up eating your whole entree.
That's the bit. And when you're an adult, you're like ready to maybe have cocktails with your friends or something. And you will fill up that way too.
I'm loving my cocktail.
Okay. So for me, the magic of fast food is that food is familiar. It's nostalgic. We grew up with it. It's always going to taste good. It's always going to hurt you. And you're always going to regret your decision later. But it hits the spot in the moment. The magic of sit-down is you really get time with the people you're with. And probably better food. But you are going to pay more. So to me, between the two, I'm usually a workaholic. So fast food tends to hit it better for me. But if I actually have an evening to kill, I love knocking back a drink and having great food with friends at a sit-down place.
Yeah, there's 3 big places I like to go to around here, and that would be Granite City, Hopcat, and Art and Jake's.
Absolutely.
Now, they're all sports bars, but the Hopcat and the Granite City are both breweries, and they have their own types of beers. And I like beer, and beer is good. Beer is great. Beer is swell.
Oh, yeah. I think my favorite sit-down place would be tough to assess in this moment. I don't do a lot of sit-down right now. I'm going to say Red Robin only because they are a burger place and they have truly crafted their cheeseburgers. Mm. So in particular, I love their chili cheeseburger because it's still a slice of cheese. No. I'm sorry. That is shredded cheese. But it's a lot of red onion and then a loose chili, and you've got the beef and maybe some other veggies or whatever. My favorite thing is I'll be eating this and mowing like a Tasmanian devil. The chili falls into the fries.
Yep.
And the onions and the cheese. And then I have chili cheese fries. Yep. That is dual purpose advertisement, bitch. But Red Robin in general, I've had a lot of their burgers truly crafted, truly perfected. There's a way they finally shred their iceberg lettuce that creates a texture that I love. One of many things.
All right. All right. Burgers.
I guess we're on about burgers.
My Sit bad. Down burgers. If you are local in Michigan and you know of a Hopcat, my favorite burger there is going to be the Hangover Helper. It comes on a pretzel
Hell
bun.
Yeah.
It's got a fried egg on top with a lot of fixings and cheeses, and it's really bad for you, but it's really good. I eat the whole thing every time. I never take any home. It's a good burger. I was going to say sandwich.
I have to say, though, a breakfast burger is divine intervention. I can have potatoes on my beef. Abso-fucking-lutely. An egg, too? Sign me up, bitch. Like, that's some good shit. I will also say, I don't want to spin off like too hard here, but I went to Texas recently, and I tried Whataburger for the first time, and that burger was fucking massive in the wide direction. So it had like big radius energy, and they packed that fucker full of toppings. I got avocado guac, I guess, specifically, or avocado or something, but it was the onion, the avocado, the cheese. Like, they loaded that bitch up. And then the fries were way too salty.
Oh no.
And unfortunately became crack cocaine.
Oh gosh.
So that was a fun time.
Oh God, I just remembered. There's a place we gotta try.
What's up?
Raising Cane's.
Oh, of course.
I haven't been there because since it's open, it's been so damn busy. Now, I've had it when I lived in Arizona, but yeah. I have not tried it since it's open.
We'll have
here.
To try it there. But, yeah. But we're also getting, believe it or not, around us, we're getting a Jack in the Box.
A Jack in the Box?
Yeah, girl.
Whoa.
We're going to be eating all the food.
Oh my God. I've never had Whataburger, but I did have In-N-Out when I lived in Arizona.
I'm telling you, In-N-Out is great. I haven't had it in a fucking long time, but I remember liking it a lot. If we ever get a chance to try Whataburger, we're going to. We're going to, because it was so good.
Deal.
What a fun note to end on.
That's good. Good for me.
Oh my God.
You
so
finish your drink?
I already finished it.
What?
Girl, you got half your shit left. Damn. Oh my God. He's crazy. Crazy.
How did you finish that?
Because I'm awesome.
I've just been sipping on it.
So have I.
It's moonshine. You should sip it.
I did.
You're crocked.
I'm crocked.
Now I'm about to be.
He's crocked. Well, I think that's all from us regarding fast food. Thank you, Dameron, for talking with me about burgers and fries and tacos.
Yeah. I hope you enjoyed arguing with me about some shit.
We got feisty about potatoes, which is saying something.
Yeah. So, you don't eat them and I do. There you go.
Yeah.
That's why I'm a fat fuck.
So what is your favorite fast food place or your favorite food in general from fast food? What is your order? Let us know in the comments. I have a feeling a lot of you are going to have similar orders, and I would love for y'all to become friends and just figure it out. You know?
Hell yeah.
Don't forget to like, subscribe, click the bell. We'll let you know when other episodes are coming out, and we love that you want to support the show. So thank you so, so much.
Don't forget to check us out on Pause Play.
Thanks for tuning into Pawscast. We'll see you in the next episode. Bye.
Goodbye.